In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today, in the Holy Scriptures, we begin with something which we also end. It's like a circle. It's something which just begins and then goes like that and comes back to the same. What is that? The words first of St. Paul, who, as he describes himself and his former life and how he was persecuting the church before his conversion, and of all his difficulties as a human being, and then he ends and says, "It is by the grace of the Lord that I am what I am. It is not me, it is God. It is His mercy, His love, His blessing, His power." Then after that, we come to the story of the gospel. A young man comes to Jesus and says to him, "What have I to do in order to be in the kingdom of heaven?" Now we must understand that when Jesus was preaching the kingdom of heaven, and when he said, right in the beginning, when he began his preaching, he said, "Repent, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand, nearby, here, now." And that was the message of Jesus Christ, that the kingdom of God came to us. And when he taught his disciples, he told them, "Say these words, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." In other words, when that young man came to Jesus and asked what he has to do in order to inherit the kingdom of heaven, he obviously was asking in the context of what Jesus was saying, on earth as it is in heaven. He didn't wait for his death and then joining the kingdom of heaven after his life, after the great judgment. But now, because Jesus said that, Jesus said that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, nearby. And Jesus then said to him, "Well, you have to fulfill the commandments." And then he, one by one, mentioned the commandments: do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, honor your father and mother. Those commandments which we all know, which are from the Old Testament, which were given to Moses. Say, do these commandments, and you will inherit the kingdom of heaven. You will be partaking in the kingdom of heaven now, which I am bringing to you. And then this young man, who apparently was a very great believer, and who tried to do everything in accordance with the commandments, he said, "All that I have done, all these commandments, I kept this doing since my childhood." He was not a spoiled man. He was not one of those who went astray. He was a good man. And then Jesus said to him, "If you want to be perfect, then sell everything you have. Give to the poor and follow me." He didn't say to him that he ought to do that. He said to him, "If you want to be perfect." In other words, if you want to be now in the kingdom of heaven, participating in its life in a perfect way. Detach yourself from worldly things and be already now with me. And this young man, with sadness, left Jesus and couldn't do it. And then Jesus said his well-known words, how difficult it is for those who are wealthy and who are actually thinking about this wealth to enter into the kingdom of God. Meaning how difficult it is to be like Jesus here on earth and at the same time thinking only about his selfishness and about acquiring goods for himself. And then he said his well-known sentence about the eye of a needle, that it is easier for a camel to go into the eye of a needle than to a wealthy man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And then the disciples, frightened, came to Jesus and said, but who then can be saved? And he said, what is not possible to man is possible to God. Now, can you see this cycle? How it goes from what St. Paul said and what Jesus said at the end. St. Paul said, it is by the power of God that I am what I am. And Jesus said, what is not possible to man is possible to God. You see, it's the same thing. And this is the message to us today. Because it is today as well the time when we have to choose. Are we with the devil and his servants in this world? Or we would like to join Christ today, now, in his kingdom here on earth, which he brought to us here. And if we feel that we are not worthy, that it is difficult, that we are too much attached to our worldly things, that we are sinners, then we must say what St. Paul said and what Jesus said to his disciples. You cannot do that, but God can. All we have to do is to ask him, help me to do it. And God will make it. That is what we call grace of God. That is what we receive in the holy sacraments, in the mysteries, in the Holy Communion, as some of you did receive just today. That is what is the actual entrance into the kingdom of heaven now, to be citizens of heaven, so that the will of God be on earth as it is in heaven. And that is all of us here. So that now here in this church be God's will as it is in heaven, here in this church on earth. We are now like angels in heaven. We have to follow the will of God. What is not possible to us is possible to God. Now this is very important for us to remember when we are seeking to have a priest. As a priest and as a bishop, I can tell you that to be a priest is extremely difficult. That it is really something which is not possible to men to achieve as human beings. Just like St. Paul said. And I can tell you, it is not by my own doing, but by the mercy and grace of God, I am what I am. It's not me, it is God's power. It's everything like that with everybody, every priest, every bishop. And so, let us remember that. And let us therefore rely on God's power. And when we are here together praying and asking God to help us to be a real good genuine parish with good genuine prayers, with being really together in this togetherness of the kingdom of heaven, let us rely on God's power. When we will have one day a priest for you here in this parish, who he will be, we don't know, not yet decided, but remember this thing: he is coming, whoever he is, not in the human power, not in the frailty of human nature, but in the power of God. Let us believe that. And if we believe that, and that is a belief of the Orthodox Church, this is the belief of the gospel, this is what we heard today from St. Paul and from Jesus. If we do believe that, then finally we shall have, and we shall have everything to the good, to salvation, to happiness, to partaking in the kingdom of heaven in this very chapel, in this very church. Amen. The blessing of the Lord be upon you now and forever and unto ages of ages.